This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Democrats are gathering in Philadelphia right now to kick off their convention tonight. We have a team in place with a pop-up podcast called Politics Inside Out, the insiders and the outsiders instead of left versus right. Let's get a snapshot on the economy now with one convention down and one to go. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman from the desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute doesn't like giving the economy an overall grade based on a single moment snapshot of all the data, but he did it for me anyway.
For July 2016, I think you'd have a very good grade. The last jobs report was extremely good. The unemployment rate is quite low. You know, stock prices are looking good.
And the ultimate vote of confidence, consumer spending has been on a tear lately. But, says Princeton political historian Julian Zelizer, these objective statistics don't tell the whole story.
I think some of these indicators aren't capturing a lot of the anxiety that exists in this electorate.
Like that the quality of some jobs isn't great, and wages are hardly going up, so people don't feel much better off. And then there's the election itself, volatile, unpredictable, which Michael Strain says may make businesses and consumers hold back on spending, turning the economic picture even murkier as we approach Election Day. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.